Hello everyone, welcome to the BL Portfolio podcast coming from Business Line's in-house research team. At the BL Research Bureau, we slice and dice stocks, mutual funds, insurance, and other financial products, as well as give you sound ideas to manage your money. I'm Maulik Madhu, Principal Research Analyst, BL Research Bureau. The festive season is here, and retailers have bombarded customers with several offers to rev up the animal spirits further. With their tie-ups with certain financiers, e-commerce websites and other stores are now offering customers products with no-cost EMI options. We have with us Kirti Sanagasetti, a research analyst, who will explain to us how the no-cost is a misnomer and what customers miss noticing with such options. Hi, Kirti. So tell me, do no-cost EMI options involve no interest component at all?
No, Maulik, that's not true. The installments of no-cost EMI options also have interest embedded in them, just like the other EMI options. Here, the interest is charged at the rate of 12 to 15% per annum. But since the amount is low and tenure is also so short, the interest component is offered as an upfront discount to the customers, hence the term no-cost. So basically, the bank earns the interest, but it's not the customer who bears it, but the e-commerce firm or the shopkeeper who bears it. The no-cost EMI option is usually available for purchases that say start from around rupees 3,000 up to a maximum of rupees 1.5 lakhs. And the tenure is in the range of about 1 to 12 months.
Oh, so Kirti, the interest is embedded, but it's being offered as a discount to customers. That's cool. So net-net, it is a no-cost financing product then?
No. Here's the catch. These options do entail a processing fee. This fee can range from about ₹99 to ₹999, and sometimes it can be even as high as 1% of the order value, depending upon the bank and the merchants that have the tie-up and are offering you the no-cost EMI option. Other forms of fee that these people charge include the foreclosure loan charges. Besides, one cannot opt for part payment through this route. Refunds and cancellations can also get tricky when orders are placed using the no-cost EMI options.
That's interesting, Kirti. So how does one avail of these loans?
These loans are essentially part of the pre-approved credit or overdraft limits offered by banks to their existing debit or credit card holders. Also, the no-cost EMI options are limited to specific bank tie-ups with the merchants. Apart from this, the offer is further limited to only certain products and select brands on which this option is offered.
So Kirti, are you saying that these offers, they are not available to everyone then?
Right, Maulik. It's not mostly available for all. However, there are these emerging fintech players such as Zest Money that offer these no-cost EMI options to new-to-credit customers or those who have exhausted their credit limits with their bankers. These platforms require you to register yourself with the Aadhaar-linked mobile number and provide some basic KYC, after which one is allowed a certain credit limit. You can then make purchases on partnered websites using the no-cost EMI options within that limit. The tenure of the loans, minimum transaction value, and other charges also vary on these platforms.
Okay, right, Kirti. But this merchant tie-up limits the scope of my purchases using this option. But that said, I'm sure it's easy money for many people, and it can also boost up, overall consumer spending this festive season. So thanks, Kirti, for explaining it so well. And that's all from us today. Thank you for tuning in. Let's meet next week with another interesting topic.